No, a proposal for escalation. The government is trying to act tough, hoping they can sit things out until our momentum is lost. But we can show them that they have made yet another misjudgment. Strike action has been solidly supported so far. The Tories are under pressure. We can force them to meet our demands, but only if we now escalate our action. We need to show that we have a serious plan for winning this dispute, whilst also recognizing the pressures on members of ongoing action. The new National Executive meets on March 25 to confirm what program for escalation will be put to the new annual conference at the start of April. The proposal below has been drafted by Socialist Party members within the NU to provide a concrete suggestion for discussion. We make no claim to have come up with a definitive plan. Far from it, we would welcome any feedback, so that, hopefully alongside others on the new executive, a plan for escalation can be agreed. A plan for escalation announced at new annual conference, that the new is giving notice for further strike action, for 2 days at the start of the summer term, for instance in the week beginning Monday the 24th of April, for 3 further days in May, for instance in the week beginning Monday the 15th of May. Prepare for further extended action later in the summer term. Which, by setting an appropriate timetable for a ballot, could also include new support staff members. A plan to address genuine hardship. Every new district should assess claims that have been made on its local strike fund so far, and then agree what more needs to be added, in order to support those members who might face genuine hardship through our next strike days, and make sure members know how to apply. In order to boost strike funds, particularly if there are new districts who have fewer reserves, an appeal should be put out to our supporters and the wider trade union movement for donations. The NEC should discuss if this could be administered through regional councils. A plan to maximize pressure on the government through coordinated action. We should build a united front that acts to ramp up the pressure on ministers to pay up to fund the pay and conditions demands across all of the different disputes, alongside our demand that they pay up for education. Coordination of our action with other unions who also need to force more funding from the government, such as those also taking strike action alongside the NU on the 15th of March, gives more impact to our action than our striking separately. Therefore, the new National Executive should also write to the national executives of all those unions who have a live strike mandate, proposing that a joint meeting of the NEC is urgently convened. That meeting should agree a strategy for coordinated action, including naming at least a first date when as many unions as possible take strike action together, with plans to build a maximum turnout at jointly organized rallies and demonstrations. To feedback on these proposals, please contact either Sheila Caffrey, one of the Socialist Party members on the new NEC, Sheila_Caffrey@hotmail.co.uk, and or Martin Powell Davies, convener, Socialist Party in Education, Martin_UK@yahoo.co.uk.